Hello and welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices podcast with your host Gina. I am on chapter 5 and I'm talking about all things friendship. I think this is episode 74 or 75, but you see it in the numbering. I'm just going through and through. So like the previous time, I was talking about vulnerability and also friendships in the digital age. Now I'm talking about friendships in a long distance kind of situation. I will also talk about, you know, friendships and mental health and how that is important and the art of listening. So when it comes to friendship, right, the role of yourself as a friend is more of a supporting, understanding and encouraging. That is the biggest role as a person within somebody else's life that you call a friend. And that's also what makes friendships beautiful. You know this person, you trust this person, you believe in this person, you love this person, and they mean a lot. They are part of you, and you need to be in a situation where when you see your friend suffering or they're going through some sort of experience, you have to pick that up and you have to be able to identify that the changes in their behavior. Maybe they're isolating themselves, they haven't spoken to you in a while, or they're showing signs of emotional distress. You need to be there for your friend. You have to be supportive. Offer some sort of support, right? You have to at least validate how they're feeling. You don't necessarily have to tell them how to feel, but you have to validate their feelings and they have to feel heard. You also need to also be listening, which would take us to just the active listening, but provide resources. If you feel like maybe whatever they're going through is beyond you, then you can refer them to therapy, or you can ask them, you know, why don't you try speaking to your mom? Why don't you try speaking to your dad? Or why don't you try therapy if it's beyond you? You know, that creates a beautiful supportive system because at least you're taking them halfway there. And another thing, the importance of self-care. Is your friend practicing self-care? Are you practicing self-care? You have to prioritize mental health. You have to support each other as much as you support them emotionally. Be there for them, you know, offer some sort of support. Then the power of active listening, right, comes in a place of you opening up and understanding your connection. You have to give yourself as much as your friend gives themselves to you. That's where the sacredness of a friendship is. And I feel like that has sort of like, it still plays a big role in people that have beautiful friendships. But in people that are currently in a friendship that they're not really sure what that means, or they're sort of in between, they're confused, you will not realize it until maybe, you know, something actually comes to light. But there is obviously some sort of red flags which will show you, but I think we will discuss this, I will hope, in the next episode. I can't wait to just talk about fake friendships and toxic friendships, because I've had those situations. Then another thing is, if you see your friend is in emotional distress, right, first understand what the issue is. Gather all of the information that you can, and also show interest that you really want to help. Then if you find your friend depressed, or if they feel like they are in some sort of dark time, always remind them, reflect back on some of the good moments that you've shared. You need to be that pillar of hope and that pillar of light and pull them out of that situation, and just make sure they don't drag you down, but try to pull them up. That kind of strengthens your relationship as a friend, because if they see that you understand what they're going through or how they're feeling and you're very supportive, it helps them come out of whatever that is, and it helps them realize that, wait a minute, I feel better, You know, whatever it is that was bothering me, it's really not an issue anymore. Yeah. So now, last part is when it comes to long distance friendships, the challenges of these are physical presence, and some of these they actually just turn cold because maybe the other person is in a different city. You talk and talk and talk and talk over the phone, and then maybe you can't see each other, so it's always really difficult. But the best way you can keep these friendships alive is definitely regular communication. So be on the phone, you know, video calls, just like catch up with each other. The value of it as well, I think, makes that friendship even stronger, because if you guys were like friends for like 4 or 5 years in person and then maybe 2 years you're set apart, I'm sure you'd still be connected. But friendships that are like maybe you've known each other for a year and then the other person travels, those are a bit difficult to kind of deepen the bond because you're in different worlds, you're in a different location, and you don't get to hang out as often, you don't get to spend more time together as often. So it's always so difficult to kind of keep those friendships alive. But it's important that you realize that quality is more important over quantity. You have to create meaningful interactions with people that are close and dear to you. You have to be sharing the same values. You have to be sharing the same beliefs, the same emotions. And that is the best way you can support each other within your friendship. So if you're listening and you relate to anything that I've said about, you know, friendship in a long distance, mental health and friendships, and then the art of listening, I want you to drop a comment. Let me know what you think. I also want to hear from you guys. Tell me more about your friendships. Like, if there's any challenges or any issues or any questions that you may have about friendships, send them to me. Ask, and I will be able to help you understand that. Catch you in the next episode where I will be talking about celebrating friendships and also friendship goals. See you on the next episode. Have a good one. Bye.